الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله. Today we are blessed to finish Surah Baqarah. And there's a lot of advice Allah SWT is giving us in Surah Baqarah. And one of the key things about Surah Baqarah we learned from the very beginning is that Allah SWT, one thing He wants us to stay away from is the behavior of the hypocrites. We have to be good, we have to be clean, we have to be open regarding our iman, and we have to do whatever we can to promote our iman and our goodness. Yes, we will make mistakes in the process, but this is something that is expected of us. One of the ayah that we read yesterday, for example, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that worship Allah SWT. Why must you worship Allah SWT? Because He has created you all. He has created those that were before you as well. And by you realizing that, inshallah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, you will attain taqwa, you'll attain goodness, and also you'll attain tremendous amount of benefit. Also, we read today, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, that as far as the Quran is concerned, it was revealed in this given month. And it was revealed in this given month because to show the blessedness of this month. And it was also sent down, that is the Quran, it was sent down. So that way we can learn to distinguish between right and wrong, haq and batil. And it functions as hudal linnas, as a guidance for people, وَبَيِّنَاتِ مِنْ هُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ, and also as a proof for guidance, and not just guidance, but separation between the various pathways as well. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عِنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, Allah SWT is giving us some very beautiful advice, and when they ask you, when my servants ask you regarding me, then tell them فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that I am very, very close to them. And elsewhere we learn, Allah SWT is closer to us than our own jugular vein. Also thereafter, as you heard the Imam reading, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً, this is a very simple dua, however it is a very powerful dua. It is a very simple dua, and yet if this is the dua we make all the time, then inshallah we will gain the best of both worlds. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, wherein we ask Allah SWT to give us goodness in this world, goodness in the hereafter, and also save us inshallah from the fire of Jahannam. Also thereafter we read the ayat al-Kursi. It's a very powerful ayah, and it's an ayah that has in it the ability to keep inshallah a lot of bad things away from us. Yes, bad things will come to us, but the more inshallah we recite it, hopefully there'll be takhfif or lessening of the difficulty that is placed upon us. Also it is an ayah of safety. When you leave home, you recite it. Inshallah when you get back home, your house will inshallah be intact, and whatever good is to happen will happen inshallah as a result of this given surah, or given ayah, which is Allah la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum, till its very end. Thereafter Allah SWT talks about people that spend in the path of Allah, the great reward for spending in the path of Allah, and a very good habit they have, however. See, one is spending, we can all spend, but ثُمَّ لَا يُتُبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُ مَنَّ وَلَا أَذَى, that after you spend, after you give, you don't follow it. You don't go behind it and say, you remember I did this, I did that. And you don't make others feel bad. And the ayah says thereafter, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ مَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ تَتْبَعُهَا أَذًى, assuming you cannot give wealth, you don't have wealth, you don't have the inability to give wealth, for some reason you are having difficulties, or you have the wealth that you just don't want to give, other than your zakah, you just don't feel like giving, then the least you can do is قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ, say beautiful speech, and at least encourage others while they are trying to do whatever little good they are trying to do. Another two ayah we should try to recite, or last three ayah of Surah Baqarah, which is لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ surah. And these are ayah that we hear all the time. We should recite it. We should recite it for our children, recite it for our families. And inshallah, Allah will give us tremendous amount of goodness as a result of reading this ayah. I will just translate one of them. One of the signs and one of the things that we have to believe in very, very seriously is آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّي وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that we have to believe, first of all, in simple, that messengers were sent down, and you have to believe in certain messengers that have been sent down. They have been sent down from the side of Allah SWT. Amongst them, of course, they were all believers, all did good, and we have to believe in the good that they had done. One thing also we have to take very seriously is كُلٌ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَةِ, one of the things we have to do is believe in Allah, believe in Malaika, believe in all the books in the authentic form, of course, وَرُسُلِي, and the various prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, لَا نَفَرِّقُ بَيْنَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ, that there was no such a thing as, well, this prophet is better than that prophet. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given certain prophets fadila, that's a separate issue, but we shouldn't flaunt it by saying, well, this religion or that individual, no, for them and their time, the Christians were perfect. Those that followed Isa alayhi salam, they were perfect. Those that followed Musa alayhi salam, they were perfect. Those that followed Nuh alayhi salam, they were perfect. And that is something that we believe in. And we have to believe in that. We don't say, well, what do you call this? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was better than them. Yes, we feel that way. Allah says that way. But you don't make these type of statements as people of faith. We don't do that intentionally. But of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at certain points will say, تَلْكَ رُسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضًا عَلَى بَعْضٍ, indeed, I have given certain people more fadila than others. وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, and one of the habits a true believer has is they'll say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, that I listen and I obey. Not I listen and I will do my own thing. I listen and I obey. وَفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ, and thereafter, لَا يُكَلِّفَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, whatever you go through in life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it has been, of course, as we know, predestined, and Allah will not put you through, inshallah, more than what you can bear. So then why do we go through difficulty? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to get us back, inshallah, on track. And one dua we should always make, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Oh Allah, do not snatch away our iman. You have blessed our hearts with iman, blessed us with iman. Do not snatch away this beautiful gift of iman whatsoever. And one beautiful thing we should always ask for Allah, and ask from Allah, that, oh Allah, shower us with rahmah, shower us with mercy, and do not, of course, embarrass us on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah help us and guide us at all.